This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You know, it's so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, hey, do get involved in the conversation, seriously. Head up to the website. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved in a live conversation going on in the chat room where you'll find people that are much more intelligent than I am, let me tell you. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Anyway, I really do, truly, honestly appreciate the time you spend with me and the time you take to participate in the show. Because, again, I really do, honestly, I know there's like a gazillion other people, places, things you could be doing, and you've chosen this show. So I want to jump right into it because I am so tired of fighting the loons on the left. I'm not giving up, but it really, you ever try to play chess? And one of my favorite examples. You ever try to play chess with somebody who doesn't know how to play? And there's no strategy there, right? It's kind of like they follow you around. They take every piece off the table. I got your pawn. I got your pawn. You're like, really? Seriously? Is that how it works? And you know, you get down. It's just like you're sitting there scratching your head. And you're not mad because you're losing or because he's taking. You're sitting there going, look, I wanted to play chess. Right? I didn't want to. It's like, you know, they're playing checkers at a sixth grade level. You want to play chess. Requires a little thought, a little strategy. And it just makes you crazy. But there's all kinds of people out there fighting for this. I want you to hear Kevin Jackson, a friend of mine that filled in on his show. And Kevin does a show called the Black Sphere Radio Show. Kevin does not refer to himself as an African-American. He refers to himself as an American who just happens to be black. Okay? But he is also tired of hearing how in a poll recently that came out, I don't know who they asked. They must have gotten some really, maybe they only did it from federal prisons. I'm not quite sure. In a recent poll, that most people felt that maybe the Congress needed to be filled with Democrats again. So let's see what let's see what he has to say. Take a listen.
Hey everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I saw a report that said that Americans want Congress to go back to being Democrats. And I thought, why just go there? Let's take it to the extreme. Because we need Congress to be all black Democrats. Why do we just need Democrats? I mean, isn't that the way the world is going? We need more blackness. More congressional black Democrats. We could have black cops. We could have black lawyers.
Can you imagine if I said we need more blackness? Can you imagine if I said we needed... I love this. Here is a black man, an intelligent black man, telling you that they're wrong.
Lawyers, we could have black judges, and we could blacken America. And in fact, we make it so black that we spread it around the world. And we let the congressional black circus represent all blacks. Because it works out really well, doesn't it? You notice how many blacks are trying to get out of America and go to the heart of blackness in Africa. Haven't you seen that? The number of blacks immigrating to the Congo or immigrating to Somalia, immigrating to Nigeria. How many blacks in America do you know are trying to join Boko Haram? But while we're talking about Boko Haram, don't they need somebody to represent them? Why can't they have a Hank Johnson or a Sheila Jackson Lee or a Maxine Waters? Let's expand all of it. Let's just bring Africa into the fold. Because making America black is obviously going to do some great things. It's going to make America like Africa. And isn't that what we all aspire to be, African? Because they're doing so well over there. The standard of living is so high in Africa, why not? It's amazing to me that when Africans leave their little third world armpit country, say they leave Congo, they leave Senegal, they leave Somalia or wherever, they're not going to Ghana or Nigeria or Cote d'Ivoire. They're coming to white countries. I don't get it. Those sellouts, the Uncle Toms. And while we're on the subject, a lot of these people happen to be Muslims. Let's just Muslim America, too. Why not? Because it's working out so well, isn't it, in the Muslim countries, where of the 6 million or so people that are, the 60 million people or so who are now running away from their countries, the majority of them happen to be running from Muslim countries. Yeah, it's working really well. And the majority of them are not going to other Muslim countries. The few that they have to take. No, the majority of the Muslims are going to white countries. The coons, the sellouts. Why are they coming to America? Why are they going to Britain and France, where they're hated, where nobody's going to accept them, right? Yeah, let's brown the rest of the world. It's working out really well, isn't it?
Come on, fight with that one. And again, the beauty is, this is not Joe Messina. This is not Joe Messina's words. These are the words of a black man here in this country, right? Telling you what he sees the problem is. And I don't know how, you know, I don't know what to tell you people. I definitely don't know how to fix it. I don't know how we get the left to really understand. Look, we got them on the right, too. Can we just be honest with each other? We've got them on the right as well. We've got the loons on the right. And if you don't believe that, you're drinking the Republican Kool-Aid. You need to start drinking the American Kool-Aid. How's that? Can we all at least agree to that? You need to drink the American Kool-Aid. And you just happen to be a Democrat. Or you just happen to be black. Or you just happen to be Asian. Really, seriously, whatever the scenario is, it should be, you just happen to be. Xander Gibb joins us after the break. I caught a little portion of his show. He needs a little slap on the wrist. We've got to straighten him out. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny brain really working on other people's buttons.
If I learn how to use the buttons, we'd be cool here.
I'm Joe Messina. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting. Get information, you know, get your information from me. I mean, look, I am so tired. I think I told you guys in the first segment. I am so tired of this fight, this argument, and you're playing. It's like playing chess with people who don't know how to play. They're playing checkers. You're playing chess. It's like you're chasing yourself all over the place. You just want to wipe the board and start all over again. It's not a bad idea from, you know, my perspective here. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite guests on the show every single week. He stays awake just for me. I've got Xander Gibb on the line with me, as he is every week. I always enjoy when he's with me. And Xander, you know who we're going to talk about tonight?
Betty Grable.
We're going to talk about your best friend, Donnie.
Like Donnie.
No, no, come on. I mean, think about it. You know, the women swoon around him, right?
And they called it puppy love.
Stop.
You know, I mean, think about it. With all the money they have, I don't know if I call it puppy love, but hey, whatever. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on, Xander, and I'm glad you can. Look,
For pictures of dead presidents, I could probably love him, but no, that's not what my interest is. My interest is making America great and being a patriotic American.
Oh, wait a minute, You left the line out. Have you become leftist on me? I mean, make America great again. I think we have problems.
Well, no. I don't read from a script. I kind of just...
Yeah. Well, what were you saying?
I do it myself.
No, I mean seriously, we are the laughing stock in a lot of regions in the world, not just in the country.
We are.
I mean, look at we didn't pay ransom, but I don't know if you covered the story on your show this week. We didn't pay ransom for the Iranian hostages. However, oh no, they weren't hostages. I'm sorry, they were prisoners. I forgot. However, one of the prisoners said that. They were on the ground for 20 hours on the tarmac. And you know what they were waiting for? It wasn't...
The plane.
Yeah. It wasn't... Yeah, I was going to say, it wasn't McDonald's, that's for sure.
No.
No, even the police officer, I guess it wasn't a military guard, but the police officer that was guarding them there said that, no, they could not leave until the American plane with the Mulatsky landed. Or I don't even know what they had. What do you got? With French, the Euros, whatever they had coming in.
Twinkies.
And so, come on. I mean, this is consistent. This is the side that you left, as much as people don't want to be Republicans, we're not liars. We're just stupid. They're out now. Liars. I mean, look, Hillary couldn't even tell the truth on that Sunday talk show. Right?
Hillary, let's face it, Hillary can't lie straight in bed. But there was just, I just don't know where to start with this. You know, the first thing for me, as an American... This puts a bounty on my head whenever I leave the country now, you know, being a huge celebrity that I am, I'm going to have more security because I could be kidnapped and they could be calling Baz at the White House and say, we've got little Zanny and we want $10 million or you're not getting him back to do X-Rad.
Yeah.
And obviously you'd have to cough up the Wonga because, you know, but seriously. He's put a bounty on my head. He really has. And yours, too, by paying that money. But the second part of this that I have to throw in very quickly is, why aren't we having the conversation that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, or whatever he wants to call himself, are being charged for treason? Because that is what they've done.
Oh, you'll never see that. You'll never look at the big deal is. Let me see. The FBI is investigating the Russians. Yeah, they'll get far with that. So they're going to investigate the Russians to find out if Trump had any influence on them trying to influence our elections here. Okay, the fact that the emails that he could possibly have will hang the DNC and will hang Hillary. That's of no consequence. Right, and then the NSA steps in and says, "Hey, yo, over here, we got truckloads of these emails. Nobody's asked for them."
Wow,
I'm on it tonight.
I'm scratching my head because it's so ridiculous. It's stupid and it's funny, but not funny. Ha ha! It's kind of like funny, scary. It really is.
Well, you lived in New York City. I lived in Boston. I tell people. You don't understand something here. I'm so tired of hearing how she never was, she's never been convicted. She's never this. She's never that. I go, look, Al Capone wasn't convicted for murders, but he'll tell you how many he committed. And people around him will tell you how many he committed. They got him a tax evasion. Give me a break. They're not going to get her on this other stuff. So, you know, and I was talking to somebody today, and I said, think about the tens of millions of dollars that she has spent through the foundation for herself and not paid a nickel in taxes on. However, there's people out there that haven't paid their fair share of taxes, and she's not one of them, apparently.
Well, Well, and you know, in a way, you got to be fair because you know what the American government does with our taxes now is they send it to Iran. So I mean, what's the point in paying it anyway?
No, they don't because that would be illegal. They don't do that. They send it to France and Spain, and then they get the money changed out, and then they, you know, you talk about lies. If people were listening to the president the other night, not only would they have been throwing up afterward, but if you listen to his speech, one of the things that he says in his speech was just so disingenuous. He said that because of the American laws, it's not like you could just cut a check and give it to the Iranian government because that would be illegal. So basically what he's saying, if you strip away all the extra words, is giving the Iranians money would be illegal. Correct? Or am I just overreaching here? And on top of that, nobody writes a check anymore. Especially ours. Ours would bounce.
But what is that BS about? It was a very old debt that had not been repaid. You know, it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Well, all right, technically, it is an old debt that we were supposed to pay them. It goes back to the 70s. But you know what? They owe us some dinero. And the reason he didn't want to fight it in the international court, like we should even listen to them, the reason he didn't want to fight it in the international court was he felt like we would lose. And then we'd have to pay all the interest, and all of a sudden, he's a righteous person. All of a sudden, maybe.
But how can anybody now defend President Obama and say that he's not out to arm the terrorists? Because you ain't telling me that they're going to be spending that money on schools and infrastructure and wrapping paper.
Now, how
dare you?
They're
going to be spending on terrorism. And when we find out that Iran has a nuke, Obama will hold his hands up and say, "What happened? I knew nothing about it."
Yeah, they weren't supposed to do that.
Please.
They weren't supposed to do that. You know,
I'm not supposed to go to Burger King on the way home on a Friday, but I do it.
Hey, what can I tell you? All right, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Xander Gibb joins me. Don't go far. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We'll be right back. So come on. Do you like the Donny Osmond thing?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Okay.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. We always have a good time when he's on the show. And Xander, you have a show called X-Rad. Where do we find it? How do we see it?
Weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. And it's on xandergibb.com, and it's always all over Facebook and everywhere, really, because I'm such a huge star.
I say the same thing, but I mean it in a little different way, I'm sure. So, you gotta catch it. You think he's funny here. He's even better on his own when he doesn't have me dragging him down. And, so listen, we're gonna talk a little bit more. What were we talking about during the break?
Teaching Tammy how to do an Irish accent.
Oh, no, she won't do accents. She doesn't like when I do accents, let alone... Although, I don't know if I really do accents. I kind of massacre every language I get a hold of. Yeah, pretty much. Actually, we're talking about watching Andy Griffith. I'm watching the first year of Andy Griffith, or the Andy Griffith Show, and I have to keep looking at her because she's from the South. I'm a Yankee, and she's a Southerner. And she didn't divulge that when we got married. It might not have worked out. So she, I have to keep looking at her, going, "What did he just say?" You know, I don't understand these terms that they use. They use more words. I do. Anyway, so I forgot what I really did. See, Obama funding terror. Well, Obama did it. And she did it. What's her name? Hillary. She did it as well. Yeah. Hey, did you hear that Trump's got a new name for her? Calls it a queen of lies?
Oh, really? I've been calling her a Washington whore, but I got into trouble for that.
Well, we know who the king of lies is. So if she's the queen of lies, you can shorten it all up by saying she's Satan's sister. I mean, I don't know. Just what can I say?
Well, she's Satan in a pantsuit. She's Satan in a Teflon pantsuit. There you go.
There you go. You know what?
You can quote me on it, Tammy.
I will. Oh, what about Joe? Can I quote you on it? So
no,
the
no,
thank
you.
I don't get the same privileges. I got it. I got it. I can feel the love.
She comes on my show. You don't.
Yeah.
You
well, you never ask me.
Well, every time I ask you, you're too busy because you're a big star on your own show.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because I don't want to get out of bed for you. But other than that, No, but look, the biggest thing that's bothered me about Hillary this year, and I know she's got a tonnage. You know, we got dump trucks full of stuff we get mad at her about. But the Benghazi parents, right, when she sat there, the one guy with the notebook, I can't think of his name, whips his note, and I hate people like him. My wife does that. She takes notes on a lot of stuff. She can tell you who was at a meeting, where they were sitting, what their names are. Makes me crazy. So he whips out a notebook, and he says, I can tell you exactly what she said because I wrote it down after she said it. I take this notebook every place I go. And she's sitting there, and you could say she's not calling, some people are saying she's not calling them a liar. But you don't have to call somebody a liar to be calling them a liar. And she's, you know, in a moment of grief, people hear things that a different way. They don't quite hear it the way you said it. Well, listen up, honey. There were three of those, or actually two of those parents that heard you say it exactly the same way. One has a notebook, one doesn't. Hello? That just frosts me. She shouldn't be president for that, right, for that very reason, that she lied to those people, and she knew what it was, and she knew she was the cause of it. What say you?
I just
keep it clean.
Hillary is Satan in a Teflon pantsuit. No, seriously. I mean, it's just very hot. I wondered today. I was thinking back to when I was a Democrat. If I was as stupid as some of the people that have responded to me this week. You know, I made a comment today about The View. I happened to see a clip on the internet when I was at work. And it's like Hillary is sweetness and light with this hemp blueberbs around the bottom of her pantsuit. And Donald Trump is this big, bad person who eats babies. And you know, clearly you have to have a very low IQ to watch The View nowadays because they cater to such a low denomination. I mean, it's scary.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you. I listen to them sometimes, you know, because I'm going to look for a story or what have you. And I listen to some of the things that they say, and it's very obvious. Look, if you're a conservative and you want to have an honest conversation with a liberal, that's not the show to go on. They won't allow you to have it because all they want to do is tear you apart. You know, we talked, I think I ran a clip of theirs a couple of weeks ago where they were, who's that girl? She's Kirk Cameron's sister, Candace.
Oh, Cameron. Candace Cameron Bure. I like her, but it's going, sorry.
Yeah, well, no, but she was on the show, and they were making fun of, what is this, I guess at the baseball game. I'm such a baseball fan. At the seventh, it was the seventh inning stretch, and they were singing, since 9/11, they've been singing, is it God Bless America? Right? So, Whoopi, and what's the Raven girl, the one that actually should... Yeah,
Raven Simone.
Yeah, she should stay outside. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But anyhow, so they had... Yes, there you go. I'm glad you said it. So the two of them are talking about how... why do we have to bring God into a baseball game? Why do we have to talk about God at the baseball game? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, come on, somebody, please. And she spoke up. Candace spoke up and said, why do we have to take him out? Why are we always so busy trying to get him out of things when he's been here, it's been part of the country, and people like you just keep wanting to take him out of everything? And she even said, at one point, she looked at Raven, she said, why is it always a 2 or 3 or 4% of the people that scream the loudest get their way? In this case, they shouldn't. You think we should be not singing God Bless America at the baseball games during the stretches?
No. No, I think we should, and I don't care who's offended by it, because this, you know, we even say one nation under God.
Oh, no.
And that we're a Christian country, and if people are offended like that, maybe they should live in a country that doesn't have Christian leanings or Christian traditions. Just saying.
Yeah.
Is that racist to say that, Joe?
Well, listen, I don't know if you know this, Xander, and I know we're both going to get in trouble for this, but I'll bring it up because I know you'll have fun with it. The legislature here in California has just declared August, you ready for this one? Muslim Appreciation and Awareness Month. So I said, I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with it. Is September going to be Christian Appreciation and Awareness Month? And then maybe October or September, October should be Jewish Appreciation. I'll even have how about an atheist awareness and, I mean, are we going too far? Are we really just, we're just going too far to make people feel appreciated or happy or something like that?
In one word, yes, we are. I mean, I'm all for integration. I'm all for freedom of religion. You know, we even have people on my show who are Muslims to talk about what Muslims believe and how they can work to fit in America. Because let's face it, if you live in a country and you don't share the religion, it's not for them to accommodate you. It's for you to fit in. I'm sorry, but...
You're right. You're perfectly right. I mean, it's the idea when you come here, and I always get the biggest kick out of that. I live in an area that has great schools. It's a great place to live. It's safe. And people move up here from all over. Now, I'm in L.A. I'm in the belly of the beast, as they say, and the belly of the liberal beast. And they come up to the area that I live in, and the first thing they try to do is change it. So the liberals come up here, and again, they want to get on school boards, water boards, city councils. They want to get elected to play, and then they want to change everything. And then when everything goes to pot, if you would, they're going to blame the Republicans. They'll blame the conservatives on about it. When you can take a 50-year history and say, look, we were fine till you showed up. You know, and you look at Detroit, and you look at New York, and you look at all these cities, you go, hey, hello, you've been running this. I know you get mad at me when I broad brush, but, man, I can lift you 10.
That's not too general. That's not too general for me. But I kind of think that America as a whole has kind of almost become too accommodating to the point where Americans don't feel comfortable, and that's a worry. You know, integration is wonderful, and living and working together is wonderful too. But why should your religion trump my religion? I mean, I consider I have faith, but you see what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I shouldn't refer to her as she. The Satan sister, she was talking the other day about, in her speech, being so righteous and saying, you realize that the country motto is E pluribus unum, out of many come one. And I'm thinking to myself, are you listening to what you're saying? Which one? To become the Muslim one? Do we become the liberal one? Do we become only a Democrat? You realize what that means is when many come here, they become one. An American with American values. We've got to go for a quick break.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time. One of my favorite bands of all time, Stray Cats. You like Stray Cats there, Xander?
Yeah, they're a British band, aren't they?
Oh, really? You have to go there, right? Right away, you have to tell me how you're connected with them and you know more than I do about music.
Well, you know, my father was the lead singer. Did you know that?
For Stray Cats?
Yeah.
Such how much I know about music, right? Oh, that voice in the background is Xander Gibb, also the talk show host of X-Rad. And, Xander, yeah. Tell them where they can find the show, and don't talk about music because you make me feel bad.
It's weeknights, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, and you can find all the details at XanderGibb.com. Don't vote for Hillary, vote for Donald Trump. What did you say?
Yeah, there's that voice from the wilderness again.
Yeah.
You were on the air when he, and I hate when people do this to me too. They'll go, did you hear so-and-so's speech? Come on, I'm on from 6 to 9. Wake up. But he just did a speech where he reluctantly endorsed Ryan. I wish he would not have endorsed McCain, but he did anyway. And but I got to tell you, it was the first time. I don't know where this Donald Trump is. Matter of fact, I'm even starting to think that I didn't see enough of his hair to know it was really him. But this guy was speaking different. He was dealing with issues differently. And If he stays on the path he was on today and he doesn't go attacking people from within the party and stays on beating on Hillary and those people, I think you might see the numbers change in a relatively short period of time. Because if you listen to the crowd, they were cheering him on his issues and then cheering him also. This was a big deal because his people usually aren't like this. They were cheering him when he was talking about the party needing to come together and get together and be strong.
Well, it had to come, didn't it? Let's face it. And I've said all along, if he would just be a bit more presidential. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm not an Obama fan, but I'm sure that there have been times when Obama wants to really let rip on people and doesn't. Because I have to say about Obama, I don't want to say nice things about him, but he's been pretty presidential. I'll get it out in a second.
As of late.
Yeah, I'm talking about his demeanor, not his policies or anything like that.
Yeah, but when he came out and beat on Trump, what was it, last week or the end of last week or what have you, those are times when I want to say, you know what? Stay out of the election. Do you not understand how that works, you know?
But in fairness, you have to let Barack Obama do this because his agreement with Hillary is that he will support her and she will put him in the Supreme Court.
You want me to go throw up? That's what you're trying to get me to do, right? Yeah, I know. I don't think, you know, there's another reason. I know people don't want to hear it, and I know you don't want to hear about, the lesser of the two evils and all that. But here's the deal, people. Really, come on, give this some thought. How many Supreme Court justices is she going to appoint, and how many is she going to appoint that are going to actually, really uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Zero.
You're right. Exactly none. And we need to think, you know, whether you have children yet or not, if you have children, you're going to have grandchildren. And I know you think this is just fear-mongering, but think it through. Think through for real. Okay?
In fairness, Joe, you know, I have my seat on the Trump train, and it's all good. And we're even picking out China patenters.
God, here we go.
So maybe I can say it 5 times in the show.
No.
So I've got a couple more times to say it.
Now you usually don't ask you these kind of questions, but you've got, you know, you've got another job that you work at, and I'm sure you work around a lot of liberal types. I'll put it that way. I mean,
I do.
What kind of conversations, or can you have some conversations with them over what's going on in the presidential race? Do any of them really believe that Hillary's a piece of slime?
Well, they all do except for one, and funnily enough, my boss is a Republican, and so we see eye to eye on lots of things, even though I am not. I keep saying that, don't I? I am not a Republican. But yes, I see very much eye to eye with my boss. I don't think any of them would vote for Hillary. I think one of my colleagues would probably vote for Hillary because he likes older women, but that would be the only reason that he would.
Yeah, but I hear she may not be his type. You know what I'm saying? Thank you very much.
I've heard that, too. Did you see that really ridiculous article that was going around that said that she'd had an affair with Yakov?
Oh, yeah. I
mean, you've got to laugh at this stuff because it's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, but I would even laugh at this stuff going, even if you know, you're 100% sure she was lesbian, they were same room alone, locked in the room, I am sure neither one of them would touch each other.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I would kind of be offended. If I was heterosexual and someone suggested that I had an affair with Hillary, I would be like, no, not going there, not with somebody else's, not if we were in separate cities, no way.
God, no, she is a very, very scary woman. But, you know, we're going to deal tonight with a lot of stuff. I don't know if you heard this, but apparently July was the 15th straight month for record background checks for, you know, gun purchases. And I'm thinking to myself, if Trump becomes president, okay, then the Obama's not really going to have a job in the Supreme Court or any place like that. He could always go into gun sales and marketing, don't you think?
Or he could. He could go and just disappear and leave us in peace.
That would be maybe he could
Bush credit.
Maybe he could move back to his hometown. Go ahead.
Maybe. No, he wouldn't want to go back to Chicago. Even they don't want him. But you've got to give George Bush credit, because after his, you know, I mean, he's been very outspoken lately, and good on him. But for the past 7 or 8 years, he's kind of said very little. And I think that's what we want from ex-presidents.
Oh, you don't think he'd
keep
his...
sitting presidents to be endorsing...
you don't think he can keep his mouth shut, do you really?
Who? Obama?
Oblamo.
No.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
No.
Barry Oblamo.
No, there's. He is going to have something to say about everything. He is, you know, he's staying in D.C. After all of this. So I don't
really?
See. Yeah, he's bought a home there and everything. They're going to stay in D.C. What other presidents you know in modern history that hung around D.C. after it was all done? But I want you to hear this. You might want to use this for your show. I don't know. But the latest figures from the FBI show that July 2016 was the 15th consecutive month of record background checks for drug sales. There you go. For gun sales. The previous was last July, 2015. This July, you ready for this one? There were 2,197,000 gun checks, you know, background checks for guns. Think about that.
Not 400 million then.
No. But you know what? Come on, let's be real about this. There's well over, they estimate there's well over 300 million guns in this country. I'm saying those are registered ones. You know, with the ones that aren't registered, guess what, buddy? There's a heck of a lot more than 300 million guns in this country. I know people that have 50, 60, 70 guns. They haven't killed anybody to my knowledge. So I don't know this.
I can't. You know, I think the thing is that this has just been such a hotbed issue for Obama. And anytime anyone has been shot, even if they've shot themselves cleaning their gun, he's calling for better gun control. which is, you know, no disrespect to anyone that's died. I'm very sorry, but that is the most ridiculous thing ever. You know, it's just. Let's ban cars. You know that the people are killed by cars every day. Let's ban cars.
Yeah, this is...
Cigarettes kill more people than guns. Let's ban cigarettes.
I got in an argument with somebody today about Hillary's not upholding the Second Amendment, and they said, well, it was the law. And I said, really, that's worked out so well for Obama and the American people. He doesn't uphold any laws whatsoever. And she has openly talked about making it so much harder to get a gun. I don't know what that means, because in some states you can't get one now. What is make it harder? There's only one thing left in my stupid little mind, and that is to make it harder means you wipe out the manufacturers and there are no more guns in the country, period, or you can't get them, period.
But his administration has been happy enough to take the taxes from gun sales, right?
Oh,
sure. Did he give those back to the victims of gunshot wounds?
Well, we did a story this week, and I got a little email back and forth going with somebody, and it was all about how not the blacks, the Black Lives Matters. They want the reparations for every slave, was it the Black Lives Matter? Yeah, they wanted, everybody that was related to a slave needs to get reparations. Okay?
Oh, wow.
And I started laughing about that, but then, wait a minute. Then somebody sent me a link to a Mark Dice piece where he was passing around a petition in California that said that every gay and lesbian that lived in California was entitled to $1,000 a month in reparations from the government because of how they've been treated for the last 50 years. I'm thinking, you know what, for a grand a month, I'll go down and sign the affidavit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Take your boyfriend with you.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. Listen, tell people where they can find you, because we're up against it real quick, how they can listen to you every single night of the week.
Everything's at ZanderGibb.com. Check me out there. Come and listen to the show. Everything's in one central place. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Always a
Have
pleasure.
Have a great weekend. Thank you, Tammy.
Take it easy, Xander. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stick around. All the crazy stories from the week that you guys sent me and I couldn't get to, we're going to do them in the next hour. We'll be right back.